You're listening to God in the Raw Ministries. It's time to power up your week. Stay tuned for a powerful message from Prophetess Deborah Tremango here. Be blessed.
So today I bring you a word from the source. And the word today is the power of the vine. The power of the vine. I bring you a subtopic on that entitled the power of choice. The power of the vine. The power of choice. I heard the secretary eloquently remind us that love is indeed a verb. It's not loving you today and hating you tomorrow. Love is simply mean that it is fact. Love always protect. I love when I'm doing a marriage ceremony and I remind the couple that love is not rude. Not your neighbor and say love is not rude. But I'm not on the topic of love. I'm talking about the power of the vine and the power of choice. The power of the vine is the life that is given in support to its branches. The vine receives its nutrients from the root. Where there is a vine, there is a root. In this case, I want you to look at Yeshua HaMashiach as the vine. In some instances in scripture, he is both referred to as vine and root. In this context, though, I want you to understand that Yeshua is the vine. When I speak of the power of the vine, I'm speaking about Christ the Messiah. When I speak about his root, I'm speaking of his father Elohim. By which the vine is supported, there is a source for the vine. I wish somebody would praise God. And you and I are the branches of the vine. If there is not a root to support the vine dies. If there is not a vine to support the branches dies. Somebody shall be connected. The branch can be sustained. Before I get there, I want you to look at St. John 15. Reading from the verse 1 to the verse 7. Yeshua has spoken these words and he said, I am the true vine and my father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. It's not Yeshua that is doing the cutting. It's the garden. Are you listening to what I'm trying to say? Yeshua will is always going to say mercy, Father, but when the gardener comes to town and begin to walk through his garden, the branches that are not producing, let's hear what he does. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. Pruning takes cutting. Pruning calls for a little breakage here and there. So pruning can be painful. Nudge a neighbor and said, honey, I'm just being pruned. Said, wait until next season. I will be flourishing. You see, some of us don't understand when we are being pruned. Girl, it's all right to be pruned. You're going to bring forth much more fruit. Come on, nudge your neighbor and said, relax yourself under the pain. Pruning is a good thing. So he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. This is what I love. Remain in me. Yeshua is telling you the secret. Yes. I am not the gardener. You understand me? I am not the one that is going to destroy you. I'm going to tell you how to survive in me. So what he says is this. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. You see? It's not a one-way street. Anybody listening? It is possible for Yeshua to be in you and you are not in him. Come on now, come on now. I want for you to understand this. When these messages comes, it comes to create a change. It comes for us to examine ourselves so that we can be more productive. Because if this message can't change your life today, I don't know which one will. Listen, no branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. This is what the problem is. We think that we can bear fruit without being committed to the vine. A lot of times we started out so good and perfect. But then some foolish notion has come to town and let us know that we can do it by ourselves. Honey, no, you just unplugged yourself. But you know what is beautiful about this? The vine is still in you. Oh my God. Now we're going to come to the power of choice. Lord God, somebody said, help her, Holy Ghost. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Yeshua the Christ. You are like a branch that is thrown away and withered. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you don't find your connection, the end result is going to be reprehensible. You will be picked up and be thrown into the fire to be burnt. If you remain in me. The power of choice is that you have the choice not to remain. The power of choice is that you don't have to. Anybody love God? I just love God. You don't have to serve him. You don't have to be committed to him. You don't have to show up to play this instrument. It is my choice why you are here. Come on now. You don't have to go to school. Or you can go to school and you don't have to learn anything, boy. The power of choice. You have a choice to show up or not to show up. You have a choice to praise or to sit still. You have a choice to serve God or not to serve God. This is what God has given to humanity, the power of choice. God, I thank you. I thank you that you have given to me the power to choose you. And I'll choose you all over again. I thank you when I feel like you don't answer my prayer, or when I feel as though you no longer cares, I still choose you. For you have first chosen me. I thank you, you have given me the power to abide, even when I don't feel like abiding. God, I thank you. Somebody ought to praise him. Now hear this now, saints. If you remain in me and my word remain in you. You see, you can remain in him and don't have any word. So then you are there, but there's no productivity because you have no word. Lord God, because the word is your, the word become the nutrients, the word become your manure. Your word succor, your word stabilizes. Somebody shout the word. If you remain in me and my word remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Not maybe, it will. Now nudge your neighbor and say to your neighbor, now whose fault is it? Why are you not healed? Why you don't have the millions you asked for? Let's do the math, saints. Numbers don't lie. Come on now. You are not the problem. We are the problem. There's some malfunction in the system. And we can fix it. You know, I had a situation that was going on with my thyroid, and I leaped from a size 8 to a size 10. And so from Monday, I started praying a different kind of prayer. When I pray, I said, I am connected to the vine, and you said I should ask what I will. So I look at my household and I told them, I said, I'm shedding this weight. I don't care what my thyroid glands have to say about it. I care about what the vine says about it. I said, I'm going to shed this weight. Is there anything in your life that you're going to shed? Lord God, somebody shout, there's a vine in the house. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Said, if I just get connected. You see, the woman with the 12-year issue of blood, all that she needed was to touch the vine. Lord God, the branch can be sustained but refuse to bear fruit. You still show up for church, you still sing in the choir, sing under praise and worship. You still help out with the laborious work. Oh Lord, we heard the teacher spoke about ministry versus church. And you're doing ministry, you're feeding the hungry. Oh Lord, and you're clothing the naked. Am I talking to anybody in the room today? But you refuse from bearing fruit. Lord God, do you know that you can feed somebody food and insult them at the same time? That's not bearing fruit. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. You can still do ministry and have no fruit with it. You can still do ministry and have no grace with it. You can still do ministry and still be a brute. Who am I talking to today? You can still do ministry, but you are an adulterer. You are a cheater. You are a liar. Somebody shout, show me the fruit. Because we're talking about the power of choice. I refuse to be attached to the vine and bear no fruit. Come on now, come on now, come on now. Come on now. So while it is paramount to be attached to the vine, it is most imperative that the branch bears fruit. It is a wonderful thing to speak, but it's a greater thing to show evidence that you belong. And you listen to what I'm trying to say to you. You could be as quiet as Brother Allen. Have nothing to say. But you're loaded with fruit. I'm kind. I'm loving. I'm forgiving. I'm peaceful. Oh, come on, somebody talk with me in the house. Come on now, come on now, come on now. And the list just goes on. Elohim does not choose anyone based on pedigree, status, or merit. His selection is intentional and he's very methodical about it. Now, who am I talking to? I find it baffling as I ponder, how can any branch that is attached to the vine bears no fruit? Isn't that baffling? Come. How is it that there is a tree? One side of the tree have fruit and another side has no fruit. It's baffling. So what I begin to do a bit of a research, and I come to find out that fruit tree will begin to bear fruit after they become old enough to blossom freely. Come on now. Nobody have to force you. You see what we're doing? Every Sabbath, we remind you of the Love Trilogy. 1 Corinthians 13. Come on now. But it's about time you become old enough where the recital shouldn't have to be a thing. It's just in you. It has become a part of you. Now, who am I talking to? Old enough to bear fruit, to blossom freely. Somebody shout freely. Somebody shout the word power of choice. The health of a tree and its environment, its fruiting habits, adequate pollination, variety, rootstock, and the cultural practices used will influence the tree ability to what? To flourish and produce fruit. If just one of these conditions is unfavorable, yielding fruit may be reduced. It is important to maintain your health as a branch free from insect and diseases. Most diseases and insects can be controlled through different type of pesticides. Are you listening to what I'm trying to say to you? If you apply the right application, you can kill out the disease and the insects that is stopping you from bearing fruit. Somebody shout the power of choice. If you are superficially connected, then you will be broken off and used for the fire. Lift your hand and said, I am not superficially connected. I am intentionally connected. So we are going somewhere now. St. Matthew 7:7, from verse 7 to 12. Listen. Ask and it shall be given to you. Somebody shout, I'm in the vine. The vine says that if I ask, if I abide and I ask, somebody shout anything. So the reason why I'm loaded, I have change here. So you see, one of our biggest problems that we have is this thing here I'm holding in my hand. insect and you know, and disease. Help me just spread out the money. Spread it out. Just spread out money. So what Yeshua says, I am the vine that you abide in me. Ask what you will. Everything you need is in the vine. The vine is the source of everything that you need. Some people are so busy being attached to the vine but refuse to ask. Lord, Lord, but it's right there waiting for the asking. The wind is just blowing it to and fro, waiting on you to access it. Listen, not only that, he said, knock and it shall be open. Seek, you will find, because sometimes things happen when the wind blows, people. I see a $20 bill trying to get up underneath that speaker right there. Yeshua said, I am the light. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Nudge your neighbor and tell them, I am not connected to FBNL. I am connected to the true source of power. Somebody shout, Lord. Connected to the source that FPNL is connected to. Lord, I am connected to the light of the world. I love this, I love this, I love this. I am the bread of life. Anybody hungry? Anybody tired? Anybody want to go home and eat? I've got food for you. There is bread in the vine. I am the bread of life. I love this. You don't know how to get to it? He say, I am the way. And sometimes you find the way, but you don't know which door. He also say, I am the door. Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Somebody said, Lord. Here I am. Said, open. Open. You've got to know your rights. I've got right to the door. So when I show up, the door. Let me tell you something. You can stand at the door and you can cry. You got to say, open. Lord, 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 Lord. 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 Do I have anybody in this house that could do with a couple of bucks? Okay. So I just want to see the first five people come down here. I say five. I did not know that 20 can make five. All right. All right. All right. So they're standing in front of me, you see, because they could use a couple of bucks. But I'm going to continue to the priest. You stay right there. The vine says, ask, you will receive. The vine says, knock, it will be open. The vine, somebody shout, the vine says, the vine says, the vine says, the vine says. Hear what the vine says. The vine says, if your earthly father, if your earthly father knows how to give you good gifts, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, he said, what about me? The vine Somebody shout, the vine says, if you ask bread, I won't give you a stone. The vine says, if you ask me for fish, I won't give you a snake. Let your neighbor say, neighbor, what are you doing with that snake? Say, neighbor, you're supposed to have fish. Neighbor. Why is there no bread in the cupboard? The answer lies clamorously waiting for an answer, and the answer is the power of choice. You don't have fish because you choose not to have fish. You don't have bread because you choose not to have bread. Somebody said, Lord, it's not your fault. It's my choice. Sister James, though I serve this ministry with every fiber of my being, I can turn my back. Power of choice to respond to the call. The power of choice. If you abide in the vine, you ask whatever. What does whatever mean? Whatever. Whatever. The Lord is not our problem. We are our problem. You may pick up $20 each. Now go back to your seat, and now it's over. You see? No. You see what end up happening? You're okay. Okay, my child, take the crumb. No. You stood before me all this time. The money was right there. You're in the vine. You're in the place. But you refuse to ask. And when you came, I intentionally reread what the word says. Ask and you shall receive. Now all this money is going back where it came from. Lesson learned. No. You saw what Sister Parker did? She came and she cried and she said, even the crumb. She pleaded. Sometimes you have to learn how to touch the very heart of God. A broken and a contrite heart, He will not despise.
Thank you for joining God in the Raw Ministries. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Partner with God in the Raw by calling 1-888-914-6346. Again, that number is 1-888-914-6346. And be a part of this magnificent movement. Until next time.
Good afternoon, and God bless you, and I thank